Okay, I'm going to keep this way so I can see it. Okay, go.
Okay, we're ready to get started now. Welcome, everyone, to the Moapa Town Advisory Board meeting.
Of August 25th, 2026.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
Oh, there we go. Sorry. Do I need to read the address, too?
No, we've read everything we needed to. Just item one.
We'll call this meeting to order. We'll have a invocation. If we have anybody to volunteer, if not.
Would you mind, sir?
Sure.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Father in heaven, we've gathered tonight in the community meeting. We ask thy spirit to join with us as we consider the matters on the agenda. Thankful for our freedoms and rights obtained and secured through the Constitution of the United States. Pray for all good people to gather and unite, promoting those ends. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
The pledge.
That was the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now we'll have roll call.
James Ortiz.
Callie Wade.
Michael Abbott.
Judy Metz, Secretary.
Okay, public comment. This period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. In case you're unable to stay for an item, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board or Council about items within the jurisdiction but do not appear on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period at the end of the agenda comments. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium here to the speaker and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of time, this will be done on an individual basis by majority vote of the council. Okay, we need to approve the minutes.
Is there anybody who would like to comment?
Okay, let's try. No comments at this time. Okay, let's go ahead and approve the minutes from April 28th, 2026.
Make a motion to approve.
No, I'll second it. Approved.
Did we vote?
I can't. God wasn't here. So yeah, it passes.
Okay.
Yeah. We voted. Okay. Approval agenda for August 25th of 2026.
I motion to approve the agenda as stated.
Second.
Motion approved. Do we have any information items?
No.
And then we'll move on to planning and zoning. The first item, VS 260470, Dreyfus Robert Alexander and Susan Jean, to vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way at Larry Street, located between Red Cloud Drive and Leona Avenue in Moapa, for possible action. Do we have somebody here to talk about that?
Yes. Good evening. Got exhibits for you guys showing exactly. The second one is what was submitted to planning.
And it's just overlaid on the assessor's map. The other one I gave you shows the aerial photo.
Do you have another one so I can include it in the record? I'll grab one of theirs. That'll be fine.
So Mr. Dreyfuss is here with me, the owner, and this road has been his driveway for the whole time he's owned the property. There is no extension of this road that is in use to the north or to the south. We approached Public Works and said, hey, can we vacate this? Also, if you know it, I got to know it personally. It's a very steep grade, his driveway, so it's not conducive for a public road as it sits anyways. So we approached Public Works. They had no issue with it. Staff had no issue with it. And we are here to answer any questions if you have it.
Does he own all these, all four of these plots?
He owns everything to the east.
Oh, to the east, okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And every property adjacent to this road fronts on either the North Street or the South Street. No properties are addressed off of Larry.
What was your name?
Eric Denman. I'm listed as the contact on the application.
Okay.
Eric, you went. So the other thing is the county does not, it's a continuous strip from Red Cloud to Leona. They will not break it in half. Because you'll see the fence line, the driveway,
yeah,
and it stops, and then there's a bunch of hills that go to the south because they never completed the access. But when we made the request, the county said you have to take the whole thing. There's no
intersection to intersection is their rule. You can't do a partial vacation. They don't want any parts.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was a road. I just thought it was your driveway.
Well, so did I when I purchased the property 10 years ago, right? Uh-huh. But I want it all, the reason why I'm asking this is I want it all correct. Just like when I had GCW come out and measure my actual property boundaries, the fences that were existing there when I purchased the property were actually in the easement. And as you probably are aware, Leona just had that main water line. So had I been in their zone, I would have... they would have had every right to remove the fencing or adjust it appropriately. Since this is my primary driveway, I thought it would be appropriate to ask for it formally, right? So that if...
Just to preserve your driveway, basically?
Yes, absolutely, right? The south side would still, from the end of my current driveway to the south side, would require a lot of work to...
Yeah.
But it is possible, but it would be included in the property description.
And for the record, only from the center of where that, if this was a road, from the center to the east would go back to Mr. Dreyfuss.
That was my next
The part
question.
To the west on the southerly half goes to that respective owner.
Who is that respective
owner? So is this, these properties that don't affect his here, this section here, is there going to be an easement there at all?
No.
So that'll go back to Gary.
Both these properties.
The next step in the process is the county will send this to any utility because roadways, utilities have rights to be on the roadways. So it'll get sent to all the utilities. We don't have their responses yet because that comes after this process.
All of this and, to Dreyfuss's.
And then they can request reservations within that area and then we work with them directly.
Has this already been vacated on the neighbor's property to the west?
They've never dedicated it.
So it was a double here and a single there?
Correct. For whatever reason, at the time, which was obviously many, many years ago, they didn't ask for that portion of it.
I'm just concerned at how it'll affect the properties over here to the... Well, he owns this one, too.
Correct.
Yeah. So this is all Dreyfuss.
Yeah, this is all Mr. Dreyfuss.
This okay.
So it's just this one property that's the other involved, who their address and frontage is on the owner. Okay.
So they would just extend to the blue line.
Yeah.
Nobody's losing.
No, they're adding.
Okay.
When you make your motion, I would suggest that you make the condition of work with the utilities
make sure that they don't have something in there already?
Yeah, it's state law. It has to go to every one of them.
Well, even if...
Have you, like...
Even if you vacate this, you can give them egress if they have a line there. Do they have any utilities coming up this street?
The only thing that I've seen in the 10 years I've done on this property is along Leona, right, they replaced the water line, the main water line, because it was over on Arlo, I think, right? And they were having issues. So they came in, Gary's team fixed that, right? And I didn't make that request, right? Don't want that aggravation.
Because your utilities are all fed off from Red Cloud, right?
That's correct. I have a OPD, like 2-foot by 4-foot transformer, and that's mainly three phase, and that's mainly because Dusty, when he between the three phase pump, well pump, and the arena lighting, right, that's a lot of power. So when he did it, he just put it there, right, and that's where my power actually comes from, is off of Red Cloud.
As far as you guys know, there's no utilities through there at all right now. On Larry.
Nothing.
As far as you're aware.
Correct.
And then you have to present this to all the utilities after we're done here.
The county's actually the one that sends it out to all of them.
But you have to go through this step first.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So can I say that we pass it dependent on utility?
Sure.
I'd like to send it to
you. Well, you can make a motion for approval, and then you make a condition that they work with the utilities.
Yeah. I would like to make a motion for approval with condition that they work with utilities, which they're supposed to.
Yeah, state law is going to mandate that regardless.
Right. Let's do it.
Second.
Yeah.
Perfect. Vote.
Motion.
Aye.
Good.
Aye.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Do you agree to that? Do you agree to that condition?
100%.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Makes it so much easier when I try to tell them what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm good. I know how to look it up on county. We're good.
I've got mine.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. It doesn't look like we have any general business, so we'll move to comments from the public.
Okay.
Does anybody have comments? You do?
I do.
For general?
No,
for Judy. Comments.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let everybody know that it has been advertised. We only had one person sign up for the board. It was Mr. Ortiz, and he will automatically be appointed. But they are taking applications, and people will be appointed according to their applications. You can reach out to me at my office, which my number, I think, is on the agenda. It is. Or you can reach out to Clark County Administrative Services. And I think they actually have, like, the fillable one, where you can just type it in and do it. It is open until, I didn't write down the date, November. So because they want to have the board filled before January, when they have to take their first meeting and their first class, their first training and everything. So that's that. And spread that rumor.
Yeah, we have one person on the board. We need 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, does anybody have any comments there? Go ahead, Mr. Jensen.
At the April...
Wait, can we...
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Marcus Jensen.
Thank you.
5409 North Moapa Valley Boulevard. At the August 12th meeting of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, Judy mentioned that the Republic Services people had identified
thank you.
Potential change for the large trash pickup on the first Saturday of each month. I don't know if there's any update yet.
There has not been an update, but you're right. I needed to mention it to this board also.
Anybody say what the changes would be?
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. I got the call the day before that meeting, and I rushed to say something so that if people want to have input, they can call Republic Services and say what's going on. I have not received another call. I haven't received anything in writing.
Is that the only statement made? Is that
the only statement was that they're either going to close it or change the services. So I don't know.
Might no longer have it.
Will there be an activity this next first Saturday of September or not?
It must be because they have not told us that they're going to shut it down. So it was just that it could happen.
Yes. Yeah. We do have bulk pickup at your residence twice a month. You can just put stuff out and they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
If it's a mattress, it needs to be wrapped.
Thank you, Mark.
Anybody else? Okay.
Next meeting.
Okay. That's going to do it. Then we'll adjourn this meeting.
Nope. Next meeting.
Next meeting date.
Next meeting, September 8th, 2026. And that's it for this
then
one.
Then we get to adjourn.
Adjourning is 7:17.
Thank you.
Yay.